Okay, Rafael Nadal now joins that small group of tennis players who have won all four tournaments that make up the tennis Grand Slam. He won the U.S. Open last night, defeating Novak Djokovic in four sets. Sports Illustrated senior writer John Wertheim was watching. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm looking at the score here. 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-2. It seems like these two players were evenly matched at the beginning, but that Nadal gained strength over the course of the match.
Well, Djokovic played this, I wouldn't say epic, but, an awful well-played, hard-fought semifinal against Roger Federer on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that fourth set, the fatigue finally kicked in. And he was sort of, he was the boxer who didn't have it in him, and Nadal sort of cruised. But it was nice after a lot of rain that we had a competitive and awfully entertaining match last night.
It is amazing that Djokovic got over Federer, but it was thought that the rain delay, the extra day, might give him a chance to rest. You're suggesting maybe not.
I think he was the only person pleased that it rained on Sunday. I mean, we wonder, you shudder to think what would happen if he had to come back and play the next day, which is very rare in a Grand Slam. Usually players have that extra day. So, I think it could have been ugly if they had to go out there and play against Nadal, who moves you around, who's the worst kind of opponent to play when you're the least bit tired. It would have been bad if they had to play that on less than a day's rest for Djokovic.
Well, let's talk about Nadal's style. What is it that he does to dominate other players, and how did he demonstrate that last night?
Unfortunately, I think his real gift is mental, I mean, which is harder to describe and harder to point out, but he's just unbreakable. But, his serve was vastly improved. He probably moves as well as any player. John McEnroe saying he might have the best volleys in tennis now, which is frightening. I mean, this guy has morphed from this sort of clay court prodigy to, hey, this worthy challenger to Federer to, he's 24 years old and has 9 majors, including, as you said, all 4 of them. Maybe we need to start thinking of him in a completely new dimension. I mean, this may end up being the guy who eclipses Federer as the greatest player ever. I mean, he's just fantastic.
Well, let's remember, he's about, 5 years younger than Roger Federer at age 24?
Yeah, 4 and change younger than Federer, and actually has more Grand Slam titles, which are sort of the benchmarks for tennis greatness, more of those Grand Slams than Federer had at this age. Again, he's won them on all the surfaces. I mean, it's really, it's pretty impressive that sort of back-to-back, and even back-to-back-to-back, if you want to include Pete Sampras, we're really seeing 3 just elite players in a very short period of time.
And a pretty elite year for Nadal. He's won the French Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open all in a single year.
That's right. That's something no player had done since Rod Laver. But, I mean, that's going in the period, in an interval of about 12 weeks. That's going from clay to grass to hard court. I mean, it doesn't get sort of more versatile than that. Again, this is just an incredible run he's on right now.
So if you're in your mid-20s and you've already reached this peak in your game, what do you think is important for a tennis player like Nadal to continue going and establish himself, if he can, as the greatest in the game at the moment?
I think you hate to even say this, but it's really physical as much as anything else. If you're in your mid-20s and playing like this, you don't go skiing. I mean, you watch your health and watch your knees because, again, coupled with this amazing, this sort of mental toughness, which is harder to articulate, but every player says it's really what sets him apart. You're right. We could really be entering this sort of Nadal era. But, tennis has this way of, the plots change rather fast in this sport. And Serena Williams looks dominating, and then she goes away, and then she comes back. I mean, sort of history tells us that he's not just going to run the show. There'll be some drama, and there'll be some plot twists here.
Mr. Wertheim, thanks very much.
Anytime, thanks.
John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated, author of the book Strokes of Genius, Federer and Nadal and the Greatest Match Ever Played. This is NPR News.